Well, thanks very much, Advocate, for that very inspiring keynote address. And we thank you for setting the scene for what promises to be a very exciting, indeed a very interactive debate and discussion this afternoon. Thank you again, Advocate, for recalling the wise words of that distinguished son of Africa, the son of the diaspora, Harry Belafonte, who passed on a few days ago. And I think it is only fitting on this occasion that we observe a moment of silence in honor of his memory. Thank you. Well, with that very brilliant keynote address, I think we were inspired, and we have a good sense of the context, of the background, the current challenges, and what needs to be done. But I'm sure that our panelists, who I will introduce shortly individually, will shed some more light on some of the key questions that we need to consider this afternoon. Namely, what was the promise of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action to the people of African descent? I think it would help if our panelists could shed light on this question. Two, how has the Durban Declaration and Program of Action advanced the fulfillment of the human rights of the people of African descent? Surely this is not just a theoretic or purely just a political statement, that is the DDPA, but it should also be regarded as a plan, as a call to action. To what extent has it achieved this particular expectation with regards to the fulfillment and the advancement of the human rights of people of African descent? And thirdly, how could the promise of Durban be further advanced and realized in the context of the current challenges, where we see the pushback, but also some walking away and questioning the validity of the Durban Declaration? Right at a time when we thought we had exorcised the demon of racism, we see it rearing its ugly head again. We saw it with the horrendous, dastardly murder of George Floyd, and there have been several others that have happened after that. So how do we deal with these questions? Now, to illuminate these questions and to also share their insights on these issues, and as well as their role in the achievement of the Durban Declaration, I have the pleasure of introducing, firstly, His Excellency Ambassador Abdul Samad Minty. Ambassador Abdul Samad Minty left South Africa in 1958. He went to exile. That was at the height of repression repression by the apartheid regime in South Africa, 3 years following the adoption of the Freedom Charter, a seminal document that laid out the vision of a new democratic South Africa that the people in the country aspired to, which was adopted in Cape Town in 1955. Ambassador Minty was the founder member of the anti-apartheid movement in London, and he served as its honorary secretary from 1962 to 1994. In addition to various anti-apartheid movement activities, he was active in the sports boycott campaign and worked to end the international nuclear collaboration with South Africa and for the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons globally. In 1977, when there were satellite pictures of the Kalahari nuclear weapon test site, he was asked to head the World Campaign Against Military and Nuclear Collaboration with South Africa by the United Nations. And he provided regular reports to the UN, African and other non-aligned states, and personally lobbied every Commonwealth conference around the issue of ending apartheid in South Africa. Ambassador Minty was Deputy Director General of Foreign Affairs in the post-apartheid era. He served with distinction in our democratic state. And in April this year, last month, he was awarded the honorary doctorate in science by the University of Witwatersrand for his long work to help eradicate apartheid and promote international peace and security. Ambassador Minty, of course, doesn't say here in his short bio. There's a lot that he has achieved that has not been said, but Ambassador Minty was also a former permanent representative of South Africa to the United Nations office here in Geneva. And I'm proud to have followed in his very big footsteps. Your Excellency, Ambassador Minty, I have the pleasure now of inviting you to take the floor. Please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Ambassador.